You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The Huron River Watershed Council is setting out to have a dialogue with folks who live along the river. Joining me to talk about that is Huron River Watershed Council Executive Director Laura Rubin. Laura, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Glad to do it. Glad to. So tell me about the purpose of these resident conversations.
Well, we're targeting residents who live along the river called riparian owners, and we want to hear what some of their concerns are, what some of their issues are, but we also want to talk about the importance of riparian living on the edge of our rivers and our lakes, and what kinds of stewards residents can be to help protect clean water and a healthy Huron River.
That's true. You think about waterfront property and having a boat and beachfront, or not necessarily beachfront along the river, but having a boat and access to the river and everything. There's a lot more to it than just the valuable property.
It's wonderful recreation.
It's an obligation. Yeah. You have an obligation when you live there.
It is also, and not only is it an obligation to keep it clean, but we also feel like many of them have a greater appreciation. They see the river every day. They enjoy the changing, the currents. I mean, whether the river is high one day or low, or the natural beauty or the habitat. And really, they can have a great influence on the health of the Huron.
Okay. In addition to hearing from folks who live along the river, I understand you'll also be doing some educating at these resident conversations?
Yep, we will. We want to talk about the importance of vegetative buffers along our rivers and lakes, so not mowing down to the river's edge or putting in hardscapes like seawalls, but really the importance that that vegetative buffer does in terms of cleaning the water, providing habitat, but also taking up water and reducing the quantity that reaches the rivers and lakes.
Okay.
And we'll also just be talking about, some of the beautification people can do, wetlands, floodplains, the importance of some of the features that people might see along the river, but they don't really know about.
Okay. And you'll be speaking at these, I understand. What will you be saying? Just generally, don't give it all away. But
in general, it's really going to be a listening session. It's going to be me and some of the staff really coming and saying, what are some of your concerns? What are some of your questions? I have a feeling there will be a lot of questions. In our office, we get a lot of questions daily about weeds in lakes, algae in lakes. We get questions about river levels and lake levels, who manages them, how are they managed, what are the laws and regulations. So I think we'll get questions about that. We also tend to get questions about buffers themselves, about, what if I have children and I want to be able to see them out on the lawn, or what about greater access, or what about maintenance and where do I get help? So a lot of these will be some of the questions we'll be answering. We also get a lot of questions just about access. If you're paddling down a river, and what if somebody gets out on my property and they need to portage around something? What do we do about woody debris in the river, trees that fall in, especially with some of the ash that we've had dying? A lot of trees are in the river.
Sure.
Who handles that? And then, we always get the very oddball questions about somebody is putting a small dam in the river, or somebody is building something along the river. Is that okay? Or they're digging out a wetland along the river. So some of the questions, I assume, will be along those lines.
Okay. I'm speaking with Huron River Watershed Council Executive Director Laura Rubin. Laura, how important of a role do people who live near the river have on the health of the watershed? It sounds like a pretty important role.
It is very important. One of the sort of basic tenets that you look for in watershed protection is a riparian buffer along your rivers and streams. So this isn't even just the main river, but it's along our tributaries too. And some people use the percentage of a vegetative buffer as a very important index of how a river's health is. And we do look at that. We work with a lot of our local governments on passing buffer ordinances, so that requires that there isn't additional clearing of the vegetation. The vegetation, I alluded to it earlier, but it really does slow water down. It cleans it. Some kind of vegetation also provides habitat, not only for fish, but also, wildlife. So it really does give a lot of a buffer or foundation to a river's health.
Sounds like something that might also serve as a kind of a filter, maybe?
Yes, exactly.
Keeping nasty stuff out of the water?
Exactly, yeah. It stops the water. It takes it up with its roots. It cleans it. It cools it. I mean, all the things that we want for a healthy river.
Okay. In areas where the health of the watershed is declining or threatened, is the average homeowner who's is it those folks who are causing the problem, or are they a contributing factor? How big of a role is that, I guess?
We all are contributing to the problem at this point. Back in the 60s, point source pollution used to be our main source of pollution. So what was coming out of the pipes that we see, our wastewater treatment plants, our factories. Now the biggest source of pollution in all of our waterways in the U.S. is non-point source. And that's a result of the actions of what we do every day, our behaviors, our actions of how we landscape, what we decide to pave, where we decide to live, you know, how we maintain our cars even. And so clearly people who live along the river and people who even live in our tributaries, all of what we put on our lawns, all of what comes off of our roads, if we empty our oils or don't pick up after our dogs and cats, things like that, that all ends up in the river. So it's very important. You know, I think especially around our lakes communities, Ford Lake, Belleville Lake, and our plentiful lakes upstream, when you live that close, you're living right on the edge. And so, again, there, if you're applying fertilizer, if you're letting your dog waste go into the lake, you're having a more direct impact right there.
Okay. A lot to think about if you live right on the river there, especially. So you've got three of these resident conversations planned, right? I think the first one's Thursday.
Ipsy Township will be meeting at 7 o'clock. And then we have two planned in the future, June 11th in Dexter Library and June 12th up at Commerce Township. So trying to get up and down throughout the watershed and really hearing residents' concerns.
Okay. How can folks find out more? Would the best thing be to go to the website, you suppose?
Yes. If you go to our website, it's hrwc.org. We have some information there, and you can contact me if you want more information, or if you can't make it and you have some questions and concerns. We're always getting questions into the office, but we welcome more.
Excellent. Laura, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thank you, Bob.
Laura Rubin is Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, which is embarking on a series of resident conversations about the watershed.